You're listening to Gunapod TT.
Welcome back. It is another episode of Gunapod TT. This is your boy Dion, and I'm here as always with none other than the man himself, Keegan Bowen. Keegan, say what's up, man.
What's up, Gunas? What's up? Anybody excited for this new season?
I'm excited. I like to see what we're doing. I mean, we take a little break, obviously, you know, end of season. All we really had to talk about is transfer rumors, and Arsenal on transfer rumors is never really, it's never fun. You just have fun with the rumors, but I feel like he's always like getting linked to men like Lautaro Martinez from Inter.
Oh, that is a baller. If we get he.
Yeah, but I feel like the rumors is just be rabbit holes, but like I just get excited. I had to grow up. I feel like that's what it is. Like with the rumors, you just had to grow up and realize.
Yeah.
Let me just wait. My policy now is Arsenal.com. When Arsenal.com say we sign our player,
yeah,
that's when I can believe everything what everybody else talking, because you know I wanna get caught like I ain't gonna call no man name, but that's some man who is the transfer gurus now, but always had the information on him.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just don't have it.
but for me, I watching all the team shaping up here. And I'm not happy at all, to be honest. I'm not happy. I think we're not doing enough in the transfer market. We still need a right back. We still need a center mid. We still need a cam.
Yeah.
And I didn't think we needed a striker, but from what I see right now.
But you know waxing, no waxing lyrical about your dog, Eddie Nketiah.
Well, really and truly, Nketiah looking a little good in the preseason. You understand?
Yeah.
Before, when he used to be playing right through, I used to be like, what Tata seen in this man just be starting him right through? But in the preseason games, he probably looked like how he does look in training. So that's right. And they probably now seeing what Tata see. But if you're not doing it in the real games, how much chances he wanted to get here? Get ball gonna run out.
Yeah, and that thing with Arteta, I think is our problem that he had to start to realize now. Men is training champions, but on the field.
Yeah.
On the field, that is where it's important. And yeah, but men, it has some men who probably are doing it in training.
Yeah.
Maybe are Brazilian, but on the pitch.
Yeah.
It didn't say nothing at all. I mean, we're getting to it, you know, we're not coming back in. I mean, this is our time of just transfer rumors, transfers in. Transfers, so take care, drop your phone right off, man. But yeah, we thought about the transfers that we have in right now. We signed three players, the first player being the left back Nuno Tavares, and then we signed Albert Sambi Lokonga.
Yeah.
The Belgian.
Yeah.
Right, so it's a Portuguese, a Belgian, and the longest transfer saga, Ben White out of Brighton.
Yeah.
£50 million, bro. Or something like that. Euros, I don't know. We spent a lot on the on him. I think I was so green. I know I'll get you a second to talk, but you know, when the transfer window start, the season start, the biggest rumor was Eve Bissouma coming in for sure.
Yeah, but I think Bissouma was more of a what the fans wanted more than what the club was pursuing.
Yeah, but because that was the talk. It was like, when July 1st reached, Bissouma.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like that.
I personally think Bissouma was worth it, but like we touched on the first guy, it was Nuno.
Yeah, Nuno.
So we needed a backup left back, and they find this youth man, and this youth man, he have everything that I think the modern footballer need. Very athletic, full of confidence, able to use his both feet. And I think he have the ability as well to succeed, especially in his debut as a left back scoring with the right foot.
Yeah. That was good.
Still some fans even saying now that, hey, well, better you run Nuno right back, you know? Because
yeah, well, that's I now come to this because they say him coming in, he could play left, he could play right, you know. And my question is, he quite young, but so is Keon Tierney. I mean, at the end of the day, if you come and you're proving yourself, you could find yourself in that same Burn Leno, Emi Martinez situation, where one man know he's a starter in the Premier League, for sure. The other one know he's a starter in the Premier League, for sure.
Yeah.
Who we keep him? But if we could, if he could successfully train to play out on the right, because he able to do it, for sure. But we need now to like maybe try him out there and make sure like it works out there for him on the right. Because the options on the right, right?
Yeah, but as well, I think with Arsenal's system, the right side is pretty different from the left side. So the left side is more the inverted winger with the overlap.
Yeah.
And that's the left side, is like that. And the right side is more of a the winger holding the width for the cross and the right back, whoever it is, playing as like a third midfielder, extra midfielder.
So,
and occasionally he might do the little overlap. But the left is overlap whole day with Tierney.
But why think about the left as well? The two left backs we have, Tierney and Nuno, I think they are combination type players. If you want Tierney to play like an inside, it's called an inverted wing back, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say inside wing back, but that don't make sense. But if you want to play like an inverted wing back, and like Saka starting, so Saka pushing out left and Tierney coming right, I think Tierney and Nuno going on work well with whoever we put out on the left, because if you put a left footer out on the left, working well with him. You put a right footer like Aubameyang out on the left, you're working well with him as well. So I think like the left side of our attack, is strong if Aubameyang not playing on the left side of the attack. That's my opinion on that right at the moment. But the right side, I don't know what you could do to accommodate Bellerin. I think Bellerin and Pepe is a failure combination.
Oh man,
no, for real. Because Pepe don't even when I was watching the Chelsea game. Pepe not about that defending thing though. He will come back and defend. He's get back, but he's giving a half. He's giving a half hard to like tackle here. Well, I try something. You go ahead. You know, oh, that kind of vibe. And also, I think the game, I think, I'm not sure who, I think it was Rudiger was running forward.
Yeah.
He tried to tackle at Rudiger. Rudiger shoulder him off basically. And he just stopped. He was like, all right. Go ahead.
But I think it's the preseason mentality, because last season Pepe's work rate was unquestionable.
I think last season he was under the pressure a little bit and he stepped up his defensive work rate, because I think that his attacking work rate has always been kind of like the same. But you know, that's where we at there with the. Because, I don't know, Nuno out on the right would be a good fit for sure. I think he could be like a good fit because, not Bellerin, I don't know. I think Bellerin real unhappy playing at Arsenal right now. And he not giving it whatever it is he used to give it. And he need to, I think he need a new situation for him to play that proper football again.
A lot of people saying that.
Yeah, because I mean look at the Chelsea game again. Half-hearted play. And I am happy to see Chambers play the right back, but we need a explosive option down the right. Just as it used to be with Bellerin, where it's explosive pace running down the right.
It makes sense in it because like Chambers, I would say that he's solid defensively. Yeah. And he could cross. So like he had a cross early because he had the pace to run down the wing and boost past players. And it's an option. It's a good option to have.
Yeah.
According to the teams he's playing, we could switch up the system.
Yeah.
But in terms of moving forward and being that team that dominates, you had her equal ability as on the left, on the right. Because Tierney does do everything Chambers does do.
And more.
Yeah. I mean, what that kind of ability and consistency on the right side as well. So we really need to bring in our right side.
Yeah, because defender. When I look at Chambers, right, a good setup to play is like we play, start off with four defenders, but we kind of switch that three with Chambers coming in as the right-sided center back.
Yeah.
But Chambers actually offers a lot crossing in the ball.
Yeah.
He offers a lot on the attacking side, but you can't give him too much attacking load now, boy.
And then he's slow too, so.
Yeah, so there's a little challenge there. But I think Chambers could kind of develop to be a more, I don't know, man. I think he's a good right back right now.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a real good center back. And there's right. a possibility that if he could perform at his best, he could be in the middle.
Because for me, I would prefer see Chambers in front of Holding as a right side center back.
Yeah.
I think
I would prefer that
Chambers right more composed and he could pass better.
Yeah,
I would say defensively they're almost equal.
Yeah,
you understand? Holding just have a bigger forehead, so
yeah, Holding a little taller too.
See, you could maybe to like both a little better, a little taller. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let me move to the second guy we bought, you know, Albert Sambi Lakonga. He said to call him Sambi.
Okay, so Sambi it is.
Sambi, impressive boy. I think I was watching an interview with him. He speaks like about 4 or 5 languages.
Okay.
He speaks his native language, mm-hmm. English, French, and I think another one. He could speak Belgian too because mm-hmm. he's playing in Belgian.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play in Belgian.
Mm-hmm.
He's I think he's 21?
He's pretty young. And you see, being able to speak multiple languages as a player,
yeah,
that, for me, that speaks a lot because, for example, you know that you're going to be a great player. You know that you're going to play in multiple leagues. You know that you're going to be surrounded by people from different countries. And therefore, in order to have good communication with your teammates and be successful,
yeah.
He learned multiple languages before he even gets his big move. So, for me, that speaks volumes already.
You can imagine if he could speak Portuguese. That means he could talk to the French, because the whole attacking lineup,
yeah.
more or less, just talk French.
Yeah.
You're thinking Aubameyang, Pepe.
Pepe and Lebo. Latin. All three of them are from the French league.
French league. So they could speak French.
Yeah.
I think he could speak French. Right? Then if he could speak Portuguese, he could talk to Gabriel and Pablo Mari. But yeah. I think Pablo Mari could probably speak English.
Yeah.
I think Gabriel can't.
Yeah, but I heard that, is it true that when Wenger was in charge, he used to make everybody learn English?
Yeah, because you're playing in the English league. You must be able to learn English, though.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the only man who coaching in the English league and don't care about is Marcelo Bielsa. He always have a translator.
Oh, shucks, yes.
Yeah, any interview, he has a translator. He does not, you know, speak in no English. Okay. Okay. So that's he cool. always, like, you know, talking. Trying to drop my phone like you would. But anyway, but I think I was so on Lokonga, you know.
Yeah.
That man just look real good. But
after you finish your piece, I'll say what I think.
Because I think I was watching his game against Watford. Like, I was watching him versus Watford.
No? Yeah.
And I started watching it. I was like, oh, okay, he right footed. Alright, cool.
Yeah.
And then later on, I was like, wait, he left footed?
Yeah.
The man playing passes, like very long range passes with
yeah.
both feet comfortably.
Yeah.
That is something that you've no. And so he's not, from the little bit, he's not easily dispossessed. He mm-hmm. passes with both feet, he makes good passes.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, yo, this man could, like, I could. You know, like when you watch, I think sometime we get score on, I think it was against Watford itself,
mm-hmm.
and Leno passed the ball to El Nini, and El Nini try a little shimmy something. I feel mm-hmm. like confident that Lokonga not going to lose more ball.
No.
Because he could use either foot to get himself out of trouble.
So Sambi came from Anderlecht, right?
Yeah, Anderlecht, yeah.
And he was the captain.
You
understand? So I don't see leadership qualities
yeah.
and Shane being able to take responsibility for matches. I haven't seen it yet in an Arsenal shirt, but from the position he came from in his previous club, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Being in charge of the midfield and the captain of the club. And it seems like Arsenal...
looking for that.
The type of... Not just that alone, eh? The type of player Arsenal are going for. All three of our signings are both athletic, both very good on the ball, and both very good passers as well.
Yeah.
And the added bonus of the two youngsters in Sambi and
Nuno. Yeah.
Both of them could use both feet.
But anything about it too, like you're saying youngsters. Like if the third signing Ben White is not just 23.
He's 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two 21-year-olds and a 23-year-old we signed.
Well, look at that youngster it is. But
yeah.
Ben White is like a big man. I got all them tattoo one thing, eh?
Yeah, well I mean the men and them getting tattooed from 17, 18.
Who again is like a old man too? The next defender, left centre back, Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel. Well, that hairline.
That hairline and them tattoos. Yeah.
He must look like an old man with that hairline.
I think he's sure. About 23, 24.
He's 23. Yeah. I think he's 23, 24. Mm-hmm. So, let me talk about Ben because I think Lokonga was on that 20 million.
Before you go on to Ben, so it's Sambi. Yeah, I didn't see much of him yet in the preseason because I was kind of busy and working out that how you're going to see the matches.
Yeah.
Because Arsenal wants you to pay £8 and then...
Yeah, and then when the best games you'd get to see was when it was going to America.
Yeah, and then...
But some, I get cancelled.
Yeah, and it had some other game that was free on the website and I didn't even know. So I missed that free game.
It free, but it was live. So if you was busy, like, you couldn't catch it. I think it you had could a game that
was free.
The,
which game was free?
Watford was free.
Right, and I was trying to you go to watch a replay. Yeah. I had no replay to see with the Watford. Yeah, so, and that's what kind of trim off. But with the Chelsea game, you're getting replay and thing because they use some company, sound, some kind of mind.
Yeah,
something.
Well, they have it. It's the mind series.
So the mind series.
This is what you call it.
It's about mental health.
Yeah, it's about mental health. So this is sponsored now, man.
Right, so you could get to see replays and thing with yeah. this one, but you couldn't before. So I'm now kind of
catching up. You don't get to see the games yeah. on them properly, yeah.
So,
sure.
Right, so my take is Sambi, he just looked like he being cautious.
Yeah.
And my advice to him is, do be cautious, dog.
Yeah.
To your thing.
Guy watch when we play hips, I would just say hips. Yeah. So I'm not going with the long name, hips. I think Dicey game Nuno played in, he scored. No. Nuno scored against Rangers.
Yeah.
So I watched the hips and the Rangers game. I think we lost against hips and then drew against Rangers.
Right.
And everybody was in a furor. It was like, oh, we can't beat these teams like that. Is he preseason?
Yeah.
Like, you understand
preseason, for me, preseason is about performances and not results.
Yeah.
And when the season starts, it's about results.
The season is about results.
Yeah. You're still watching the performances, but it's more about the results.
Preseason, it's in here, the vibe like, yo, when August the 8th come around, I think it's the 8th is our first game.
I think it's still a friendly.
No.
The 8th is our friendly. Is he following?
Yeah, the
8th is still a friendly.
Yeah, we good. Right. So, when the season comes around, we need to realize that El Nene is a kind of player that we playing only if we have to play.
Like, we have no choice?
We have no choice but to play.
And we shouldn't be in that position going into the season.
Yeah, we shouldn't be. But I don't think we are. As it
we
is
need to
right
sign
now.
One more centerman, at least, for that not to be our position.
Yeah. So,
or we keep Joe and put Joe and start Joe instead of Eleni. And then so, the thing is, because Joe is an attacking midfielder, Arteta will still play Eleni over him according to the condition of the game.
Right. So to me, I think our midfield rotation going on look a lot like probably Willock. I don't see Willock leaving. So Willock, Partey, Xhaka, Lokonga. And Eleni is like the fifth choice. Yes,
but
the good thing about it is it have no European football. So, El Nene football this year going on look tough.
I hope so.
It's going on look real tough. But we do need our next centre, man. But I don't think we get one because Xhaka needed to leave first to make sure to get one. Because I think, all things considered, Arteta like Xhaka.
You know, I actually got a revelation after the Euros and the Chelsea game. You know Xhaka has been number 10 for your country?
Yeah. But we...
So wait. The role Xhaka plays for Switzerland is different to the role he plays for Arsenal. in Switzerland, right? He is a center mid, slightly on the attacking side.
Yeah.
Right? So he's like an old school center mid, like old time Fabregas, without the skill. Right? In terms of roles, like that's how he would play for Switzerland.
Yeah.
And then when he comes to Arsenal, we want him to be a regista or a deep line playmaker.
Yeah.
And that's where he does get exposed, because his strength is not in defense. Even though he wins a lot of tackles, his strength is not in defense, no way.
Boom.
So I feel like if we get a Bissouma,
yeah,
you know, I think Bissouma would be a good base for all of our midfielders to shine.
Yeah. So,
including Xhaka.
Here's what I think about Granit Xhaka. I think Granit Xhaka is an excellent player. The two problems with his game, right? For me, outside of whatever Arsenal try to do with him.
He's not athletic.
He's not athletic. And he could be real inconsistent.
That's
when he in bad form, he in bad form. There's the horrible things.
Yeah.
Right? And I think what spirals Xhaka down to bad form is shine and play him like the last man in our midfield. That is not his position.
Yeah, that is the problem. I feel that's the problem.
He is a player consistently needs to be on the ball without defensive pressure.
Yeah.
So the issue that I had.
And he would need players running off of him as well.
Yeah. So the issue that I had with when we signed him was he and Mesut Ozil are not the same type of players, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they are specialist players.
Mm-hmm.
When we signed Ozil, we were supposed to build a team around Ozil.
Mm-hmm.
When we signed Xhaka, it's like building a team around Xhaka. So when you watch Switzerland play, the team built around him.
Yeah,
the only attacking play does. Come through. I didn't watch Euros.
He's the number 10, bro.
Yeah. All the attacking players come through him. I didn't watch Euros, but I was watching little clips with the balls he was playing, right? The man under no pressure because the rest of the team making the runs.
Correct. So that's why I would say, even with Xhaka and Ozil, I wouldn't say it till we had a better team around both of them individually, but I'd say that the players we adding around them are very important.
Yeah. And that was my biggest issue always.
Yeah.
I don't know how to articulate this way, but we were always not building the team to suit them in strengths. Yeah, that's all right.
And so this is why, in spite of Arteta being an OJT and have plenty of mistakes to make in Arsenal, Arsenal are finally on the project building train. I think with Emery, it was a kind of quick success save the club.
That's what
kind of mentality,
sure.
Rather than a project. So that's why you would see the squad was kind of messy, because Wenger had a terrible squad, and he used to just milk the best out of that squad.
Yeah.
And he was responsible for transfers as well. So everything around that era that failed was his fault.
Right.
You understand? And then when Emery came in, it was more. I think Emery did try to force Emery to fix the problem too quick. So the buy stop gap players, the buy players trying to get instant impact, like for example Pepe, and it didn't work out that way. And now since Arteta came in, I think Arsenal now on the right page in terms of building a team, rebuilding a team rather than looking for instant results.
And the thing about it is, right, I mean, we're going far back here, but the biggest disservice Arsenal do to Emery was signing Pepe. And not sign any man he wanted for right around the same amount of money in Zaha.
Right.
And the thing about it is, Pepe is a better player than Zaha. I'm not going down that
and younger.
At all. Younger. Why it was, if, why Emery would have wanted Pepe, obviously, was for the fact that he playing in the Premier League. He going and come and give you exactly what going on with better players around him.
Yeah.
You will get the instant impact.
And when we wanted to buy Zaha, he was in ripping form.
He was in ripping form, for sure. But anyway, I just wanted to drop that. I feel like I'll always drop that tidbit there.
Yeah.
You know? But let me move to Ben White. So, I think that I haven't watched a lot of Ben White, but I feel like confident in the club and their decision to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to you, I see Ryan then like trying to compare Varane and Ben White, right, and the price.
I think
and,
to say about that.
And all other shit. Varane is how old? Like 28, 29?
Okay, little.
Ben White is 23, right?
Right.
So $50 million is a lot of money. But if Ben White comes in and gives you 10 years of football, like consistent, like if Ben White is our starter for the next 10 years, $50 million is small change. Small change. Like if we get in good football for our proper 10 years, come on. So my thing about it is, yes, there's a comparison. Manchester United will always try to be great immediately. I don't think they will ever be a team considering trying to be bad for a second so that it could be great later.
Yeah.
I don't think they could do that. They can afford to do that. And I feel like every team had to try and do that unless you're a billionaire.
Well, yeah. Like Chelsea and, Chelsea. Man City.
Yeah, like Chelsea and Man City and PSG and things. Even Real Madrid and Barcelona are going through the same thing with money.
Real Madrid, Barca, Juventus, them under some pressure with the money.
Yeah, we know that. So, you're getting that issue there. So, I think, seeing that, I saw a clip of Marcus Rashford dealing with Ben White. But you see that clip, man?
No, I need to see it.
But I see Rashford running. Chop that man twice and Ben will just keep jumping, trying to block.
Yeah.
And he wasn't taking any shot, he just taking each chop. And then Rashford scored.
Oh, shucks.
And I was like, wow, hey.
This will be buying?
This will be buying it. But I mean, like, that's like our one-off thing. I think we buying Ben White for the passing.
But yeah, we buying Ben White for everything. So I should have shared that article I read it to you now. Where it's saying that Ben White outshine all we defenders in all the categories last season.
Of course.
And Ben White, when I look at Ben White, I didn't know much of him before. So Isaac Clips, man, I went and watched clips, right? And I feel like playing football over the years, I could gather a lot of information from clips and I do get carried away.
Yeah, right? You know, men just get carried.
Men just get carried away on clips.
Remember me signing Jorginho?
Bro. Carried. So Ben White, I am really happy to sign him because one, he's young. And Varane actually costs more than him because Varane is getting paid like double his salary. So when you add up over the years, Arsenal would have paid a couple £100,000 less for...
It's close to $1 million. Because I think Ben White's salary is like 120 and I think Varane's salary is like in the 300s.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's saying so.
It's a couple million.
So when you add it up
per week salary.
Right. So when you add it up over the time, as Man U would have paid double the amount as Arsenal would have paid for Ben White.
But don't get me wrong, I think. And we could squeeze Varane and Man U is a astute signing for the next 3 to 5 years.
But we're going and see, you know.
Yeah, we will
see. We're telling them we're going and see.
But I think. At 3 to 5 years is what you're getting from Varane of top level football. And there have been instances where Varane possibly declining. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't watch Real Madrid football, but I think that people not only hype train as though it was 5 years ago with him.
Yeah. No, but I think it's glad that Varane leave. It's a good decision that Varane leave because
he
didn't want to end up in a situation like Bale and Christie.
Yeah.
Where Bale and Christie together, deadly. But when Christie leave, all the responsibility falling on Bale, and Bale say, forget that, golf.
Yeah. You understand? Yeah.
And now that Ramos gone, every day I'll be looking to Varane. You understand? Time to start afresh, right? When you're going downhill.
I think if that was his decision, that's a poor decision.
I take it.
Because I think that center back, Real Madrid, I've called him Eder Militao.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a real promising little youth there.
Right.
And I think Varane could have a possibility of molding him, just like how Ramos kind of molded him.
Yeah. But at the same time, at the end of the day,
it's a money decision.
Money, and then at the same time, Real Madrid not going to win nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Imagine not winning nothing for a little while. A little while, that's a couple of years out.
I mean, and I will say it again, eh? If I was a Real Madrid fan, I don't care, dog. Wait, is like 4 Champions League in 5 years?
Yeah. They ain't gonna win nothing.
I don't care. They ain't gonna nobody win nothing can for a couple do years. That. Nobody has done that, dog. Like, I personally, nobody should try to talk to me right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not dissing them, but for the next couple of years, they're not to win.
I don't care, dog. If Arsenal was to win 2 Champions League back-to-back, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody else
so,
for a while.
So,
yeah.
So, Manu team actually looking a lot stronger. I used to really knock Oli. I'll still pong him. But being honest, Manu short up for this season.
Yeah, that was a good squad. That was a good squad for sure. But this Gunaport team. So, let me talk about transfers out.
Yeah, nah, just knock. I even talk all this talk. We ramble for a good bit, and I ain't talk about Ben White yet. You know.
You mean you're not talking about him?
No. I didn't really describe him, dog. So, in Ben White, after I watch more clips, the man had a composure, the man have a good passing range, he reads the game well, and even like in the Chelsea game when he made that block, being 23 years old, the man looked like an upgrade on David Luiz, and he here for at least, as Dion said, at least out of 10 years, so.
Yeah, if make we do yourself, everything right.
Make up yourself, I love you, Ben White. You don't know. I mean,
before incoming.
Yeah, understand? Even if I make a mistake, I know business. I rate it still.
Yeah.
Keep it chin up. Don't know.
I think the only problem I have with Ben White was watching the little videos and clips and, you know, analysis and all that kind of thing with him. My only issue, as it is he seems as if he's a man not creating the air. A lot of his metrics, like dealing with heading the ball and thing, is not that great. And most of the goals we get back up on during the preseason right now was, besides the little mistakes like Hector Bellerinti nonsense, a lot of it was set pieces. And like,
but the Ben White wasn't there when those goals score.
Right, I'm not saying that he was there, but what I'm saying is, we struggling with set pieces, so we might probably need a defender that could really help us out now. Like, I think Rob not so bad with his set pieces. I think Gabriel not so bad
Rob
with his set
real
pieces.
Sleep, I don't.
I mean, it's hard his sleep moments, but when he awake, he does handle the time.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, from a team that's struggling with set pieces as we do right now,
yeah,
and seeing that if you had to look for a weakness and to really pinpoint a weakness, you would say that set pieces and heading clear and that kind of thing is a struggle for him. And then picking, obviously, but I think like that's a little cause for concern. But I'm upset about the price. If he is the player that we think he is, it's like 5 good years. Even if we get 5 good years, 23 to 28, that's worth it. When you think about the amount of money football makes in the millions of dollars, that's worth it. And they don't have no bonuses, they don't have nothing like that. It's like that amount of money and your salary.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I think we good there. And I'm upset with the price at all. I mean, they are probably cheaper defenders, but I know we want to build an English core as well.
Yeah, we're simultaneously trying to do that.
Right. Let's move to the transfers out, as I alluded to just now.
Yeah.
So, no big names going out as yet.
Right.
No, like, most of the Arsenal transfers I've seen thus far, I'm not getting a notification. Harry Clark on loan to...
From Arsenal, so he leave.
Yeah. From Arsenal to Notts County. So, most of the stuff, you know, we kind of just loaning out men.
Yeah.
But we didn't move on anybody as yet, but like, that's a bit concerning. What do you think?
Yeah, nah, we have players to get out and we have a lot of work to do. I saw a month again left in the transfer window, and I just hoping, praying and waiting, bro. There's not much I could do again. But Harry Clark, a little interesting here. He's a centre back that could also play right midfield.
I think he probably just run our game in the youth at right midfield. He is our centre back for certain.
Alright, cool.
Right? But I mean, there are other players that left us, but nothing notable. But who you? I mean, all the rumors was like Xhaka out, Bellerin out, and these men playing preseason with us. And once you see men playing preseason with us, it's like, are they actually going to go somewhere?
No, well, I mean, Oxlade-Chamberlain play against Liverpool 1 week and the next week he signed for them, so.
Yeah, well, that is just Wenger for you. Yeah, but I mean, when we look at players that left, Harry Kark, Tyrese John-Jules, Saliba, Medley, Guendouzi, Mavropanos, Ben Schiff, these are men that, I mean, the only person that of real concern here was Saliba.
Yeah.
And they do Saliba dirty too, they get Benny number too. They get Saliba the four and then they get Benny.
You see, all this thing with Saliba, people need to calm down. Yes, Saliba.
I am calm. Somebody did an interview with him. I think he is glad that he went out on
to start the season. Yeah, let him go out and play football. Because I don't want this youth man to come in and put all that weight on his shoulders. Yeah. I think we need a leader in the back. I think our leader in the back is Ben White. Then the leader in the midfield will be Thomas Partey.
Yeah.
And then the leader in the attack, we do have one.
It should be the captain of the squad.
We do have one.
It should be the captain of the squad, bro. What are you talking about?
We do have one.
Pierre-Emerick.
Closest thing to a leader in the attack is Lacazette.
But Kayo Saka, bro. We are Emile.
Nah, I talk about leadership here.
But let me talk now. What do you think, like, transfers or quickly, like, who we should definitely, like, sell? I know you think Bellerin is one, for sure.
Bellerin had to go. I don't mind keeping Xhaka. And Lenny had to go.
I might take my quick run now. I'm doing it real quick. Kolasinac, Bellerin.
Right, I agree.
Elneny, Torreira, Ainsley, Reese, them hard to press.
William. I want to loan out Reese, man. I find Reese was done a little dirty.
Reese didn't look too bad in the little preseason games that I've seen. William had a look to press.
For sure.
But you know, from that day, that is the man that we need to sell. I don't see us getting more incoming signings if we don't sell them, man. So. I'm waiting to see. I think El Nene being sold might be a good option for us to bring in a center midfielder that we like.
Well, you know? Bro, selling any.
Bring in but who's going on by El Nene? Like, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's you. We conquer it. I mean, the Tango out is basically the biggest name out really was the dog. Saliba. And I am in agreement.
Who? Guendouzi.
That man only scored all along. I mean, since he choked more Peters, we know he was never coming back. I know nothing to talk about. I don't think it was body choke. I think it was body fact that he didn't want to admit that he should not have done it. No, but
his attitude after.
His attitude with Ateta and after was the problem. So. That was like a non-factor to me. And I really do think Guendouzi was playing the kind of football to be upset about. I would have liked to see what he looked like next to the party, though. But I'm not too distraught by that because I personally find any football I see, I think he was already at his ceiling. I don't think he had Guendouzi? Much more to grow, Guendouzi. Yeah.
He young too, no?
He young, but I don't see what he could develop about the game again. Like, no part of El Nene game look raw. All I look developed is passing skill, his running, his dribbling. All of that look like that's where it's at. You could always tell when somebody, like, he have more to go. And Guendouzi do shoot and thing, like, the things that he could probably get better at. I don't really see him getting better. I think that the player that we saw is the player that he is for the rest of his life.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see. Time will tell.
Time will tell. Time will tell for sure if our next big club pick him up after Nase.
Yeah.
I just have one real quick thought about the friendly games as well. Good goal from Nuno Tavares. I like that goal.
Great goal.
And great goal from Miguel Aziz.
Ooh, the lefers.
Yeah, the lefers.
The benners.
Yeah. those are good finishes. Yeah. Quickly touching on the Chelsea game. I see Real Men up in arms. We should get a point. Bro, we're not winning nothing. These are charity games for friendly, dog. Yeah. The end of the day, we know that if this was competition football, yeah. We have VAR, we have goal line technology. Yeah.
We may have gotten one where a goal would have stood, and we may have gotten one at least one of the penalty shots because our three had.
Probably. Yeah. So, I see men like, oh, will I get Gerrard? This is not the World Cup, dog. Take your time. Time oh, to win it. Well, men so wanted that goal for Panta, man. So they could see, you know, we hold we own or something. It's not Panta in that it's goal. Nothing about, like, this game, as you rightfully say earlier, is preseason is about quite simply performance.
Yeah, so for example, in that last year's game, Partey was the cream of the crop.
Partey was looking excellent. I was like, this is the man we signed.
Shut up.
He was passed, and then they're going and foul him on and injure him. I hear Arteta was getting grim reports. But I think
is the referee? I think because it was a friendly.
Mariner was letting anything happen.
The referee was a little too casual, too laid back, too lenient. And I see people running, but my Arsenal players back and thing, and you just watching them referee blowing sucking you whistle.
Yeah, he literally was like, "They're not paying me enough for this."
That's his attitude. That felt like that was his attitude for real.
Yeah, so that's my thought, dude. Is there anything else about? Because I find individual performances, the players that we know that could play well. Aubameyang continues to suck.
Yeah, correct.
I am not surprised by that. I don't know.
Lacazette continues to do everything else except score.
Right. You know, Pepe creating chances.
But Pepe kind of got tired in that Chelsea game. He was to come off.
But what I was going on
saying... Philosophy was good.
What I was seeing with Pepe, what I appreciate about him now, is I definitely seeing more shots on the right.
Right foot?
Yeah, with the right foot.
He scored about 2 with your right foot last season.
Yeah, I know, but it was like there because he had to hit it. Right. Some of the goals we scored with our right foot, it was like he had to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to actually start to take the chances with the right more often. Right? And that way, we could probably get good football out time out on the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We'll see how it goes. In terms of performances, shout out to Nketiah, Azriel Pongy, but you look good in the preseason, don't know.
Yeah, shout out to man like Elneny, he didn't look good at all, and you need to leave.
Oh, no way! Alright, Bellerin too.
Bellerin, yeah, boy. I am interested to see what will happen, because I don't think we're going to buy a right back if we still have
Bellerin. Bellerin pants will be too tight, that's why he's can't play good.
Yeah, the man.
He pants will be tighter than everybody else, man.
I leave him out there, bro. Anyway. Let me talk about the kits on them. I know we debuted the yellow kit.
All the kits have already grown on me. At first, I didn't like the home kit.
I feel like it'll look good on you, though. But I don't like it.
Here's the conclusion I came to. I could care less about kits, right?
Yeah.
Because that kit could be trash.
Mm. Like Chelsea's home kit.
But let me win something in that kit now. All of a sudden, you can become
premium.
So I think that for me, that's where I would settle on for right now. What makes kits is what we win in the kit.
Right.
You understand? The reason why that O2 is the kit to get.
Yeah.
Can we touch up in that kit?
Yeah. I personally feel every kit from last season is kit to get. Yeah,
the last season's kits, in terms of fashion, look good.
Fashion? We hit it last year for sure.
But we're not a fashion club. We're a football club. And we have to win.
I just want to say that with all this kid talk, I just want to make it clear that Chelsea kid is real garbage, though. I was watching it and I was like, what are you even trying to do, though? You watch that kid?
Like I'm a zebra or something last season.
But I watch any kid, though. The zebra, like, it worse than that way. It's like about 20 different styles.
Like to aggravate them Chelsea fans.
Bruh. Dog, if a Chelsea fan tell me them like that kid, I had a question them. You know what I mean? Man, yeah. That could horrible way. I I feel like if I was running Chelsea and this one Nike or whoever bring to me, I was going and say, take that, Abacus. Will you feel it is? As a professional football club, though. You're mad. Anyway, that's any other tiny things we had to mention real
quick. Well, so that nothing to mention again. I just want to see my club play in a competitive match.
I feel like we're forgetting one thing.
To form a good assessment of what's going on, right? I've said that before, I love my club, but I'm no longer emotionally invested in the club.
Yeah, I think I remember last season we were saying it was a make or break season. This is the real make or break season. So, this is what I'm thinking, right? Last year, you said something absolutely stupid.
Outrageous?
No, it wasn't even outrageous, it was just dumb.
Outlandish?
It was plain dumb and stupid. You said we was going to win the league. Let me end
this podcast.
You said we was going to win the league last year. Keegan.
I never said that, sir.
But
you had to find that episode and play it back.
I will find it. I'll mash it up. But anyway, you had to play that clip. Again, you had a chance.
You had to play that clip with me saying that.
Again, you had the opportunity, Mr. Bowen, to redeem yourself. What do you think is the projected finish as is right
now? I tell you after the chance, though.
After you transfer, you're waiting until August 31st. Yeah. The reason why I want to ask you now is because I don't want you to see we play Brentford and play Chelsea and play City and then formulate your opinions.
No, on I just need games. I need the transfer. Just the transfers and I'll tell you.
Because you realize the start this season is Brentford first, them now come up, and then
hard
Chelsea
game.
City.
Three hard games. All three.
Hard games, hard football.
All three.
For sure.
Because we could come in match day four, we could be on 0 points.
Match day three, actually. Because then it have a little break. It have a little international break.
Still, by the fourth match day, we could be on 0 points.
Because
still.
The fourth match day, we play in Norwich. So,
we got our 3 points.
We should pick up our 3 points.
But before that, the first change.
So, you say wait until the transfer window finish. Yeah. And I think we could revisit this year. I asked him, you know, based upon, let me just say.
Missing transfer so far?
So far.
Okay, are the top six, man?
I think we could do as. I know I like our.
No, if I'm not top six, I actually feel like missing transfer right now, we could slap our eight again, right?
Wow.
On the chances, because we haven't improved our attack, you know.
Really optimistic.
No, what happening is too. Listen, what happening too? I ain't see Saka and thing yet. So probably when Saka come back and thing, I might think differently.
Optimism of Keegan Bowen, boy.
I'm still optimistic.
Probably I think we could hit our four. And the reason why
Four right now?
I think we could hit four.
Because no European football?
Because I know European football. Though.
Still, I don't have no faith in them.
And listen, the aim this season have to be top four. It can't be nothing less than top four. I don't want to hear we going back into Europa League nonsense. Arsenal, at the end of the day, Arsenal is our Champions League football club.
Mm.
That is what we are the aim for. That is sky.
Which was 20, 25 years in Champions League?
25 is real plenty. Almost as long as Wenger tenure.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had to get back in.
Never been relegated from
and the thing about it, why I say this, right, is we don't have to worry about rotating the squad too much. We could always be playing with we best 11 players any given match day.
Mm.
Injuries permit. The less football mean less likelihood are injuries.
Mm.
So, I think we could do our top four, but we had to play we best. I think Bakayo have a step up this season. I think Pepe have a step up this season.
Mm.
Aubameyang need to play like he, like 2018, 2019 Aubameyang.
Mm.
We can't get that 19-20, not even 19-20. We can't get 2020, 2021 Aubameyang.
Mm.
And again, it's a real side note, babe, but I said this before, even before we signed him to that new contract, it was a mistake.
Yeah, you wanted to sell him a long time.
It was a mistake, and I remember telling you, at the point when it was January, I think, I was like, bro, this man is at his peak value. His value. I couldn't see a way in which Aubameyang value would have gone more. You understand?
Mm.
Barca had the money, didn't have no pandemic, nothing. We could have got 70 million. We could have get 60 million for Aubameyang.
Even at 40, I'd have taken it.
We could have get some money right now. Who buy any though?
You're getting for about a 20, you could get him.
Yeah, but now he not going away. We in the same also situation though. He want salary ridiculous. We hamstring ourselves again there. But I mean at the same time too, we are Martinelli.
I think Martinelli and Saka should share the left and Pepe on the right starting every game. If Pepe gets injured, God forbid, you know what I mean, then you could switch Saka across to the right. But
I think Arteta had to realize he had a job, man, regardless of starting and thing.
Yeah.
Men like Balogun and Martinelli and them had to play plenty games, so you just say once the fire for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else you wanted to
bring? No, like, good day.
Right. Well, once again, we want to thank you all for listening, right? I mean, we back out season. This is the 3rd year we actually doing the podcast.
True?
Yeah. This is the beginning of the 3rd year.
Well, 3rd season. Maybe the 3rd year, but 3rd season.
Same thing to me. Anyway, 3rd season. 3rd season of the podcast. So we definitely thank you all for the support listening out throughout the years, right? And we will, I mean, just want to say big congratulations to Keegan as well. He's going to be a married man.
Oh, hey, and big congratulations to Dion. He's also going to be a married man.
Right. So
like is the following week?
It's the following week. Yeah, so Keegan is getting married on the 8th. I will be doing it on the 14th.
Yeah,
and then week. Honeymoon and all them things. So we probably coming back right after the City game.
Yeah.
Before the City game, something like that. So look out for it. We have a little break in between.
And we also accepting wedding gifts, so feel free to donate.
Yeah, for sure. If you want more, bank information, just message
me. Link in the bio.
So anyway, we want to thank you all for listening. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. And this has been
GunaPodTT. Boom!
Thank you for listening to this episode of GunaPodTT.